Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. Bill Day's got a brand new song out and a new album coming. And let's say good morning, Will. How are you, mate?
G'day, Crossy. I'm very well. How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty good. Feeling optimistic at the moment. A much more positive place than what they were in good old 2020.
I think you're right. I think we sort of, fingers crossed, touch wood, got through the worst of it now, and people like yourself and me now in our industry, sort of things are starting to look up. So festivals, country music festivals are coming back, and it's getting there slowly. I hope.
How much did things change for you? Did your plans, like your albums, your debut albums out later on this year, was that meant to be last year, or was it always meant to be this year?
It was going to be last year. It was going to be around September last year with a couple of singles beforehand. So, and I just obviously, like everyone else, just changed my plans completely. And it's worked out all right though, because you know this year that you know everything's kind of lining up with the tour and providing states stay open and border lines, etc. So, it did hit me like all everyone else, you know, pretty hard. But it's just onwards and upwards, mate. You know, from here.
Yeah, was there any temptation to tinker with the product?
I had kind of half of it done, so the idea was to kind of do the rest last year, but I actually held off until, I actually didn't start doing the rest of the album until around January this year, so I did some writing in that time, so in a way I did tinker with the songs that were going onto it and wrote some new stuff, so I guess in a way it kind of worked in my advantage because I've got a bunch of new material on there that probably wouldn't have been on there last year, you know what I mean? So it hasn't worked out too badly.
Nice. And they've got this new song, it's called Countrified, which very much I have a listen to it, and it's got a very, I would say, Jason Aldean vibe to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's sort of, when I was recording it with Jared, my producer on the Gold Coast, I actually did sort of mention Jason Aldean, that kind of heavier country rock vibe and kind of a reference. That's kind of what people kind of expect from one of my live shows. I like to kind of rock it, country rock out a fair bit, and that was the idea and vibe behind this song. And so I've gone heavy with the guitars, and it kind of, the album is kind of in that vein as well. Or there's a few ballads, but a lot of them are in that vein as well. And country rock, modern country rock, is where I feel most comfortable. So I'm pretty excited about this track. It's pretty rocking. So it's just nice to have, and it's a title track for the album too. So it's great to have it out there.
So, which came first? Was it the album title or the song?
I actually wrote the song, and my wife wrote the song with me, and I kind of had this idea sort of late last year. So it's a relatively new song, and I just thought, hey, that sounds like a title track to an album. It's got all the elements the rest of the album is going to have, and I just think it would be cool for the album title, and it's just this sense of, you know, like, there's so many people, I don't know if you probably agree with me, the last sort of 10 years or so, there's all these people that have kind of been converted to country, and it's such an awesome thing, you know. I love it, and that's kind of the idea, is that people being countrified, like the process, you know what I mean? come over to our side. That's kind of the whole idea, you know what I mean? And country is just, like, it's awesome. It's just on the rise, and it's popular, and people are loving it, and people that didn't used to listen to country are listening to it now. I love that. So that's kind of the idea behind the song and the album, I suppose, yeah.
You mentioned that you wrote it with your wife. Do you do a lot of writing with your wife?
We haven't really before, mate, no. We met back at music college years ago, and we did a bit then, but she's been a mum the last few years, so and she's starting to get back into music, so, and she's really good with lyrics. So I said, hey, you want to write this song together? And there's a couple on there that we wrote together, so. That was a really nice touch.
I always find it dangerous, though, when couples ride together, because there's always going to be an inevitable moment when you get to a point that says, this thing happened to me where my wife really ticked me off. Oh, wait.
yeah, exactly right. You've got to be very, very careful. But this is a fun tune, and she had some really good ideas for it. And, like I said, just a nice touch. She's such a big supporter of putting up with me as a full-time musician the last 10 years, and you know, doing what I do, so really nice to have her involved in that creative sense.
And you're heading out on the road too, around the time of album release.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, I've got the album comes out in July, and I'll have this single and another one coming out before that, and then basically, I set a bit of a goal to take this album as far as wide as possible, and I've got shows booked in basically every state and territory in Australia so far. So from July onwards, the next 6 months after that, I'll be on the road. Heading up, doing. There's a bunch of shows in other states, but also some festivals. I'm doing Savannah Festival and heading up to Roundup by CMC Rocks in May as well. So I'm doing a bit of touring before that as well. So lots of things on the cards for the year, but the national tour is the big one. Yeah.
Awesome, mate. Well, good luck. We're going to play the song now. Look forward to the album. Hopefully, we catch up soon somewhere, maybe at a festival. It'd be nice to get to one of those again.
Yeah, they're coming back slowly, so fingers crossed. Hey, thanks, Heaps Crossy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Will.
See you, mate.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.